Masters of Command, Alexander, Hannibal, Caesar, and the Genius of Leadership, by Barry Strauss. Narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2012 by Barry S. Strauss. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. 10 Qualities of Successful Commanders. You couldn't miss the king. The battle was already a muddle of men and horses in motion, and yet he was unmistakable. He was short but muscular, and he sat on a huge black steed. Shining in his splendid armor, with tall white plumes fixed on either side of his helmet, Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, led the second wave of the companion cavalry. A blast of bugles and a roar of battle cries had sent them off, galloping across the shallow Granicus River and up onto the opposite bank, under the waiting eyes of Persia's finest horsemen. Flush with victory over the first wave of the Macedonian attack, the Persians charged the enemy with loud shouts. Two Persian brothers zeroed in on Alexander himself. Prosakes and Svithridates were both aristocrats. Svithridates was governor of Ionia, a wealthy province on what is today Turkey's Aegean coast. The brothers charged, and Svithridates split Alexander's helmet with his scimitar and grazed Alexander's hair. Alexander struck back and drove his wooden lance into Svithridates' chest. As Svithridates died, his brother swung his sword at Alexander's naked head and aimed a death blow. In the split second before he made contact, his arm was sliced off by the deft sword of Clitus the Black, a massive